This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
The Chicago Summer Music Festival season is here, and that means some of the biggest acts in music will play on stages across the city. WBEZ producer Andrew Merriweather joins me to look at some local acts that may become your new faves. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Lisa.
All right, so local bands. What does it mean when a local band gets an opportunity to play at these festivals? Some are pretty big.
It's a huge deal for a lot of these artists. It's a big breakout, right? I mean, Chicago is blessed to have a lot of great venues around the city, but a lot of time they're smaller rooms. They might be stages in the back of bars. And so a chance to play at Lollapalooza, Pitchfork, Sueños, whatever it might be. I mean, this is a chance to share the stage with a headlining artist like Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, so let's start with this weekend, Sueños Music Festival, Saturday in Grant Park, Sunday as well. Are there any Chicago acts reggaeton fans should be looking out for?
Absolutely. Yeah, so DJ Miriam, or Miriam Paz, she's going to be performing a DJ set on the 27th, and it's going to be sort of in between some of the more major acts. She'll be doing a DJ set there. And I feel like this is typically a time where you might say, oh, I'm like going to go to the bathroom, or I'm going to get like some food, I'll take a break. I would highly recommend that you not do that for her set. You should definitely go check it out. She is an incredible DJ, has an incredible sense of pace, and will introduce you to some really exciting new reggaeton artists.
All right, that's DJ Miriam at Sueños Music Festival. Horse Girl is playing Summerfest in Milwaukee, and they already had a spot at Coachella this spring, so what's next for them?
Yeah, you know, they're in this really interesting spot. So in 2022, they released versions of Modern Performance to rave reviews. I mean, they really skyrocketed, and they were so young when that came out, you know, the 17, 18 years old. And so now they're kind of in this place where they've signed with Matador Records, which is a huge indie label, and, you know, they've built quite a following, but also they've talked about in interviews that now they're kind of wanting to balance this sort of like music fame with their regular lives. But they are definitely going to put on a great show in Milwaukee. So I would highly recommend making the drive up there. Enjoy the lake, enjoy all the other performers there, and definitely make sure you see Horse Girl.
Yeah, it's a great venue up there. Horse Girl did get their break early on by playing a set at Pitchfork early in the day of a couple of years ago. What other local artists might get their own break this summer?
Yeah, so there's going to be two bands that I'm super excited about. They're going to be playing Pitchfork. The first is Deeper. So they're sort of a post-punk indie band that have come out of the DIY Chicago scene here. And they just signed with Sub Pop, which is another major indie label. And there's also an electronic artist named Ariel Santina. She got her start in theater and performance art, but then kind of transitioned over to DJing and electronic music. And she released a record in 2022 called Cyclorama, which is this really fascinating combination of house music, trance, sonic weirdness, and also these really interesting portrayals of trans identity. And she says that she's got something special kind of cooking for her Pitchfork set. So I feel like there's going to be some costuming, some light design, some stage design. So I think that will definitely be a really fun performance.
All right. Who, throughout the summer, who are you most excited to see?
So one act I'm super excited to see is this guy named Anthony Bruno. He is a jazz saxophonist, and he's going to be playing at the Logan Square Arts Festival. And he, for a long time, was just an in-demand session musician, right? He played with Wynton Marsalis. He was playing with the Temptations. He was just like gigging all the time. But the pandemic happened, and all of that kind of fell out from under him. And he went through a number of different tragedies, and he ended up kind of turning inwards and producing this really beautiful emotional album that's self-titled that was released in 2023. And I just can't get it out of my head. He has this ability to create these melodies on saxophone. It's all instrumental, but I swear that I hear lyrics in my head when I hear these saxophone lines. I don't know how he does it. It's truly astounding. And I'm very excited to see how it translates it to a live performance.
Andrew Merriweather is a producer on WBEZ's Reset. Thank you so much, Andrew.
Thanks, Lisa.